All right, this is Basketball This Week done quickly. That's not how you open. It is Thursday, June 4th, 2020, 4:22 p.m., and this is Basketball This Week done quickly. Suspended AF still. Although the league, at least right now, has a date for reopening. July 31st in Orlando. 22 teams are going to be returning to play basketball. The way it's going to work is teams that have no possible journey to the playoffs have been eliminated, and teams that are close have been invited. But teams that have scheduled games against that scheduled games against these eliminated teams, those games are just going to be skipped. So you're going to see some weird scheduling for this. No, I don't have COVID. I just have bad lungs. So you're going to see some weird scheduling for this tournament. Or not tournament. But a tournament is a factor, because there will be a tournament if a team is within four games of the eighth seed and they're in the ninth seed, they will have a single elimination game to determine who gets that eighth seed. So that could be interesting. It could also lead to a real bad playoffs, but we'll see how it goes. I think doing this in Florida is a really bad idea. I think Florida is just giving you the numbers right now. Eighth in total cases in the country. 60,183 cases, 0.3% of the population, which actually isn't bad. But they've only done 2,600 tests, which is pretty bad, because they are the state right now that has the most tests, and that's 0.1% of their population. So it's pretty bad. Now, their death number is low. It's only 2,600 deaths, but they have the most pneumonia deaths, quote unquote, they've had in ever, and it's only not ever, but in recent years, and it's only June. So you gotta suspect they're hiding several thousands of those COVID deaths in the pneumonia numbers. And their mortality rate has really jumped up. It used to actually, even before the pneumonia aspect was discovered, they had one of the better mortality rates in the country. But even ignoring that, it's shot up to, middle of the pack. It's not the worst, not the best. But if you get it, you still have a 4% chance of dying from it if you get it in Florida. The recovery rate is pretty low. Average cases per day is pretty high. It's not the highest, but probably in the top 10, maybe in the top 5. I'm just scrolling through numbers. I'm not sorting them. I don't have a way to sort them. But yeah, I'd probably say around somewhere in the top, either top 5 or is definitely in the top 10, though. So I don't know. It is scheduled for July 31st. Maybe things will be a lot better by July 31st, but as it stands, Florida is going to be a dangerous place to hold this tournament. Or not tournament, but this season, and then the finals. I'm going to watch it, because I don't have a rate. If I had a TV ratings, a diary or a ratings box, I would not watch it. But since I don't, the only downside to watching it is moral, and I've compromised my morals for basketball before. So, what else is new? But I'm not gonna feel good about it. That's for sure. The draft has been moved. The draft lottery has been moved to August 5th. The actual draft has been moved to October 15th, I think. If you're still planning on having the season in, if you're still planning on having a season in November, which I don't think is too likely, but if they are, then that's really right up against it. So that should be interesting. But yeah, that's it. That's the story. I just wanted to get this podcast up since it was, I wanted to make sure that the season opening date was, talked about. I have done some more suspended AF episodes that I haven't uploaded. I'm sorry. But I will upload them and I'll probably do more, but, I don't know how many between now and July 31st, because this, like I've said, this thing just depresses me. Anyway, all right. Have a good day. Bye.